You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Today's show in studio with us, we have three guests, which is a lot. It's great to have this many guests here. We have Charlotte Thompson, Ben Catton, and Ali McCormick here to talk about some Regent Theatre upgrades, a music sale, and the Christmas show getting into motion. So good morning to all of you. How are we feeling?
Good, thanks for having us.
We're good. Awesome. It's great to have you on the program. First of all, how was the long weekend? How did it treat you all?
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
Not long enough.
Got to sleep in. Did anyone go anywhere in particular?
Oh, I was down in the Catlins.
Oh, nice.
19 degrees Sunday afternoon, fishing on the wharf.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
Beautiful. What about you, Ali?
I went to a girly sleepover, actually.
With pyjamas and pillow fights?
Yep. Pyjamas and, yeah, a few wines.
Nice. What a great time. We'll talk about some new upgrades that the Regent Theatre is undergoing at the moment. The one we want to talk about the most, I think, is the high-end LED equipment that you've been able to secure partially through fundraising from the 24-hour book sale, which was last year.
It was at the beginning of this year.
Oh, right.
And we made a record amount of, it was $135,000.
That's amazing.
And a lot of that was thanks to all the students who came along, and we did a lot of promo around the university, and they came and just had a ball. And
that's awesome.
Made it. It is fantastic because all the money that's raised goes into the theatre.
Yeah.
So it's not like a profit thing. It is really for maintenance because our building's quite old and worth maintaining.
Years.
Yes. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's been fantastic, and with that we've been able to upgrade. And Ben was a huge part of getting in the lighting rig that we've put in, and he's our expert, which is why he's come along.
Oh, cool. Well, I did read that there's some pretty cool LED stuff going on.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely.
So what's the news there?
It's basically through some industry contacts, we got a great offer on purchasing some new high-end lighting. Like, obviously not the top-of-the-line sort of gear, but it's something that gets us a set foot into the LED lighting industry versus our old Tungsten rig that we've had for many, many years. And, allows us to do a lot more cool things and provides more accessible things for touring productions that come through that aren't having to, you know, hire things externally or tour them through the country. We're able to provide a lot more for the community as well, for smaller shows that are just hiring the theatre and just makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, awesome. That's amazing. I mean, it must feel good to be, you know, a theatre at a time when Dunedin Theatre is sort of struggling. You know, it's great to see some renovations get made.
Oh, absolutely. And, I've been with the Regent for about 6 months, and in as a marketing and communications manager, and I kind of came into it thinking, you know, it's a really bad economy and, you know, it's going to be hard to sell. But the shows are constantly selling really, really well, and people are still looking for that entertainment value and still looking for that experience that you get at the theatre and you don't get anywhere else. I think it's actually been pretty impressive, and the community comes in and supports some amazing shows, and we've had a lot of community events lately, and everyone's just behind us. It's been fantastic. It's a really exciting place to work.
Yeah. That's mean as.
And one thing we would like everyone to actually support us the same way they did the book sales. We've got the Regent Music and Entertainment sale that's on this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the stage at the Regent, so you get to be in the stunning theatre as well as grab a bargain. And it's just an amazing. They're setting up this week. It's incredible to see what they've got in, and it's just vinyls, cassettes, CDs. Old music, new music, it's kids' music. They've got speakers, they've got some instruments, sheet music, everything.
Awesome. Anything you could possibly want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone's getting quite into vinyl again now.
Physical media.
Yeah.
I think people are getting tired of renting their favourite music or their favourite movies or whatever.
Yeah. You know. And I actually was talking to some 19-20-year-olds yesterday who were saying that they had cassette players in their old cars and CD players, and they're all really keen to get their hands on some good music. And if nothing else, even if you don't like the music, the art, the vinyl art, is so incredible.
Yeah.
What better way to spice up your room.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And that funds from that are going to go into the Christmas show, correct?
Yes, we've just announced the Christmas show and the auditions are open. And Ali?
Yes, we've got a fabulous Christmas panto coming to the Regent on the 18th, 19th and 20th of December, which is a long way off, I suppose, but not really.
Get your eggs in a row now.
Yeah,
your ducks in a row.
Totally getting my ducks in a row. And, it's going to be quite the spectacle. It's involving a lot of community, which is wonderful. Loads of students, lots of staff from the School of Performing Arts, and our auditions are on the weekend of, it's the 26th and 27th of June. And we've had lots of applications already, so get in and so you don't miss your spot, and it's very exciting.
The show is called Saving Santa's Sparkle. It's set in the imaginary township called Watawata. Follows two young adventurers trying to save the Christmas spirit by finding Santa and outwitting an evil, money-hungry corporation. Is this corporation modelled after anything in particular?
A little bit like the Magic, perhaps. Or the current administration that seems to be running the world. There's a few feelings of this, and it's got a cross-dressing. We're looking for a cross-dressing Mrs. Claus.
Whoa.
And we've got a villain, we've got a sidekick, we've got a few well-known faces already in the show as well, so it's going to be great. Dance schools, Amanda Faye Martin, who's actually one of the lecturers here in the theatre department, she is writing the show with one of her students, Penelope Hare.
Oh, cool.
So it's lots of people involved. It's very exciting.
And auditions, as you mentioned before, they are open for performers aged 16 over for many a role, whether you want to be in the core cast or you want to do something a little bit more background. The idea behind the casting, though, is to reflect the community. Why is that important?
Oh, I think that it's just vital. My whole ethos is, since I've lived here for the last 10 years, is how can I involve everybody I know in whatever I'm doing? And I just think that the thing I love about Dunedin is because it is small, you can actually have way more opportunities, you know. It's like coming on here and talking about what we're doing, you know. Doing these sorts of things is what's so special to Dunedin, and I don't think we've got anything without our community.
Amen to that. Tickets are going to be on a pay-what-you-can basis, which I thought was pretty cool. Sort of similar to what the Midwinter Carnival did a couple of years ago.
Yes, I think so. I mean, the whole idea is to make it, I think everyone,
affordable.
Yeah, I think everyone thinks, oh, theatre, my sister once said this to me in Australia, going to the theatre is like another kind of class of human. I mean, going to see something, from Brisbane originally, it's like, you know, it can be upwards for a family about $500 to go to the theatre, which is just nuts. You know, you pay for parking, you pay for a drink, you know, all of these things. And I think what is so fabulous is we've got this beautiful theatre and you know what? Everybody can come along. There's not about any kind of accessibility issue. That's in all ways. And I think that's what's really wonderful. It's Christmas. Let's give back. Let's all come together and have some fun, you know, try and cheer ourselves up.
Well, we can.
I also think it's very much like the whole thing, it's by the community and for the community.
Yeah.
And I actually take pride in creating something that is so local, because we're so often just subjected to, you know, whether it's the other big cities seem to have control, it's always international acts that are coming through. It's really nice to have something that is just us.
Just
and
Dunedin.
Reflects Dunedin.
Yeah.
And we've got lots of talent here. I mean, anything you go and see that is local, I think we're always blown away by how much talent we actually have here on at our fingertips, which is really very special and unique to here as well.
Completely. I think that goes, in a national sense, it's the case. You know, Kiwis are always surprised to see Kiwis in big movies or like Lord selling out heaps of shows. But even in a very, very hyper-local sense, like Dunedin is just full of very, very smart, cool people.
It is, absolutely.
Auditions for the Christmas show are taking place on Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th of June this month at the Clarkson Studio in the Regent Theatre, with rehearsals beginning in October ahead of the December season. Do you have any specific day times for when the auditions are taking place?
They start on the Friday evening.
Yep, they're running from 6 till 9.
Yes, and
six
then into the Saturday, all day, maybe into the evening if we get, you know, inundated.
On the demand.
Yeah, depending on the demand. It's very exciting. And then some callbacks on the Sunday. But don't let it hold you back if you're not, like, the best singer or, you know. We're looking for people that from a diverse range of the community as well, you know. Can you do something cool and quirky? You know, can you stand on your head? Can you do a cartwheel? Are you into parkour? You know, we're looking for all sorts of different – and all ages as well. So just come along and see how it goes. It's just – it is not something that should be intimidating. navigating. It's mm-hmm. it's fun.
Yeah, you might surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Do you, any of you have any final thoughts, words, considerations for our lovely listeners before we park this corridor? They're looking at you, Ali.
I just think that it, you know, come along and get behind it. I think this is a bit of a shock. I don't think the Regent's done something like this for a really long time. And I'm just talking about the Panto. I just think, you know, we're only going to be able to do this by supporting events like what's happening on the weekend with the mm-hmm. music sale and all of these sorts of things. I think people think that the Regent is maybe perhaps this sort of very wealthy sort of
exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that this is what's so wonderful about, we want to break down those barriers and these perceptions. It is also, it's part of our community, and it's only really there by, you know, it's only going to sort of survive if the community gets behind it and supports it in some way. So we're always needing sort of funding for different things for the arts, don't we? We're always starving in the arts. So come along and support us.
Yeah. Amen to that. I don't know if you saw Linda Topp's speech at the New Zealand Music Awards.
Isn't she amazing?
She's a national treasure. Yeah, yeah. But thank you so much, Ali, Ben and Charlotte, for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ka kite. All right, folks. That was Charlotte Thompson, Ben Catton and Ali McCormick coming on to talk about Regent Theatre upgrades and the Christmas show and the music sale. The music sale is happening this Saturday from 10 to 6. And then there's going to be auditions for the Christmas show taking place Friday 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday the 27th all day. Oh, Charlotte wants to buzz in.
I was just going to say, if you do want to audition, if you go to regent.co.nz and look on the top right, there is a gold button that says audition now, and you can click on that and it'll take
just
you
find the website
to download.
Find the website.
Yeah, just download.
Charlotte's beautiful work.
Alrighty, you heard it there first. We're going to play Monty.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.